Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Daniel the Flame, and I want to talk about anime again. Now, I'm pretty sure I covered this topic before, but just to reiterate, motherfucker, watch old anime. It's as simple as that. Period. Watch old anime, watch different anime, watch shit that makes you uncomfortable. God damn it. Expand your goddamn horizons when it comes to anime. Because if you don't, then you will forever be stuck in a sea of mediocrity. Now, what I mean by this is the fact that, much like with movies, there are some things that you probably have never even heard of that essentially will pull on your heartstrings. They're perfect shows or animes for you to watch. But if you're constantly looking only at what is currently coming out, then you'll never fucking know if that actually exists. I can't tell you how many people I've met that have been absolute Narutards, people who know Naruto inside and out, seen every fucking episode, and can tell me without a shadow of a doubt in their heart that they like that show more than Dragon Ball Z. But they can't tell me if they've seen every episode of Dragon Ball Z. So then I sit there and question, then how the fuck do you know what's better? Like, you serious? It's like, the fuck? But this is a common thing. This happens all the time. I mean, there's so many current anime watchers that essentially have never seen anything that has inspired what it is that currently that they're looking at. And realistically, because of the stagnation that is within a lot of anime storytelling, I always say, yeah, you should be inclined to look at other things, because realistically, so many people don't point out the fact that Jujutsu Kaisen is just a Naruto clone, like damn near, like hit for hit, it's exactly like Naruto in a very disgusting way. But it's not to say that that's a bad thing, but realistically, it just means that like a lot of what goes on really isn't that interesting. I mean, it's just far more edgier in its approach than Naruto was. But other than that, ain't really anything that grandiose about Jujutsu Kaisen, much like why it immediately fell to the wayside as soon as Demon Slayer started picking back up again. It ain't that good. So, but I mean, it's not to say that you shouldn't watch it, but I also... what I am saying is that you should watch other things as well. Hell, this also applies to people who will sit there and like put themselves in the realm of only looking at one particular genre, which I find incredibly disgusting, because it's like, how dare you do that? When it's like, there have been plethora of anime that I've watched that essentially have either been misrepresented, have been miscategorized in genres, or essentially happen to be actually incredibly or good or interesting stories that don't fit within the realm of a particular genre that I am inclined to look at. Shit happens all the time. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that you would sit there and tell yourself, no, I'm only going to look at this one particular genre of stuff. And it's like, well, that's dumb. Because, like, what? I mean, even with me, personal preference-wise, my favorite genre is actually harem. Things that happen in harem make me smile. It just do. But realistically, I have never seen a harem that actually has been a good harem. They're all terrible because they all follow the same motif, because anime has a stagnation when it comes to storytelling. But whatever with that one. But essentially, that's still my favorite genre. It doesn't take that. I don't take away from that, because it's like, hey, if I claim it's my favorite, then goddamn it, it's my favorite. But I have also looked at shoujo, shonen, just magical girl stuff, horror things, the thrillers, you gory adult, you name it. It doesn't fucking matter, because it's just, I'm looking in entertainment or whatnot, but it's like, I can't really judge the quality of things that fit within a certain genre that I might particularly like if I'm not looking at everything else that comes with it. I mean, there's isekai. I can't believe I missed that one. The big thing that's ruling the world right now, and I missed it. But there's so much that actually that's out there that can inspire you or have interesting stories, complex characters, interesting situations and whatnot. There's a plethora of content out there within the realm of anime, whether it be shit that comes out in the current year or shit that came out in the 80s. It doesn't change the fact that it's like, as long as all you look at is the shit that comes out in the mainstream, which is only what's currently showcased, then you'll forever be in a sea of mediocrity because you have nothing to grasp hold of in terms of actually judging or comparing in contrast to. You have absolutely no realm of criticism within anime. I mean, there have been a bunch of anime that have came out that were hand-drawn that are just spectacular and beautiful in comparison to something that you would see like Demon Slayer and whatnot, which realistically upped the ante when it came to animation. But at the same time, that doesn't take away from the shit that came out in the 80s that was done the way that it was done. It just means that you can appreciate Demon Slayer's animation all the better because Lord knows you would wish every fucking anime could look like that. Hell, or you could aspire or persuade different studios and companies to essentially redo older anime in a newer, better style that could probably give it a new viewpoint into life or something. Like give it a new burst of energy or whatnot to give it a brand new fan base and whatnot. And I'm not saying like all the times they keep trying to reboot shit and essentially they go in a backwards way of doing it and essentially just kind of fucks it over because they get someone else to handle something without actually paying attention to whatever it is that the fan base generally would like to have seen with the current product. I'm looking at you, Dragon Ball Super, and everything else. Boogie Pop Phantom, fucking Higurashi when they cry. It just ignorant shit. It's like you totally missed the mark when it came with what these things came from and what it is people would like to see. How awesome would it have been if they redid Dragon Ball Z with the amount of animation that they put into that fucking Broly movie? The Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, you know, the bad one. Like, if they had that type of animation done with, like, redoing the fucking Saiyan Saga, the Frieza Saga, Cell Saga, shit like that, fuck a Dragon Ball Z Kai. That shit would have been amazing. I'd give someone's left nut for some shit like that, because I ain't giving them nothing, but I'll find a guy and cut off his left nut to see some shit like that. But lo and behold, that's not what's presented. Everything has to be a current development, because a lot of the fandom in anime only runs within the realm of what's currently hot, what's taken off right now. And that should be the only fucking thing that we focus on or talk about, is only that. Not on the fact that that seems similar to this, this, and this. No, just the fact that that is out. That's new. That's out. And let's cover it. And it's like, well, it seems like this was copying this. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. Have you even seen that? No. So now how the fuck you know what you're talking about? And that is literally the current state that anime is in right now, especially when it comes to the fans. And so I just have an issue with the fact that there are so many people who live in that ridiculous bubble of just constantly wanting content, constantly wanting shows to look at and whatnot. And it's like, you haven't even seen any fucking thing. I mean, so many people are quick to sit there and tell you, like, one of the best crime thrillers is Death Note. And realistically, it's like, well, okay, have you also seen Monster? And they have nothing to say because they don't even know what the fuck that is. And it's like, well, that's something else I would say pick up. That's a pretty decent anime that does the crime thriller pretty fucking well. Or so many people who sit there and like, I love the Gundam Build Tribe. Fucking idiots. Like, every Gundam anime that revolves around the kit shit, stupid. Every single one. You know as well as I do that hentai has made that thing far more popular than it needs to be. But fuck all that noise. But every single Gundam anime that's based around the little kit shit is terrible. But realistically, there have been a plethora of other giant robot animes out there that have made Gundam, gave it a run for its fucking money in terms of handling the subject matter of mecha battles. But people don't like talking about that because Gundams is constantly making new shit. But everything else, and it's like, well, you know. Like, oh, can't forget about Gigantor, though. Gigantor. I love that theme song. But I just have an issue with the fact that it's like so many people are quick to just jump on the bandwagon of anime now that it's more popular than ever. And it's like, you're quick to just jump on the bandwagon and whatnot. And it's like, bitch, there's more out there than just Demon Slayer. And it's like, I swear to God, there's more manga out there that you could read other than fucking Chainsaw Man. There's so much more content out there. And it doesn't have to be within the realm of anything that pops off from Shonen Jump. My God, look at anything else. Hell, I remember skimming through Shoujo Beat when that was a thing alongside of Shonen Jump. And it's like, realistically, there were some things in there that were actually pretty fucking interesting. And it's not like shoujo shit doesn't still come out today, or actual rom-com, slice of life, romantic comedy type animes and whatnot that don't fit within the realm of seinen or shonen AI or anything like that. But it actually are pretty decent and interesting stories that have funny characters, funny dynamics, and just overall an entertaining watch. Hell, what is it? Please, Girls, I'm Your Father. That's one of my favorites. Ooh, I was about to give away basically a guilty pleasure. No, I can't do that. Can't do that. And no, it's not a hentai. It's just another anime. It's just, I can't let people know that I watch that frequently because then I'd be a weirdo. But, what is it? Please, Girls, I'm Your Father. That's a good one. Damn, what's the name of it? It's the one where the guy is like huge and he gets a girlfriend that's kind of like a petite little girl. And it just, their relationship is just the fact that like, they're just so different. Like he's worried about crushing her hand small when he fits in his hand, and like just it has adorable shit happening in it. It's an anime about a boy who has to babysit kids within the school because a lot of the teachers have babies, and then he has a little brother, and so he goes to a little daycare center where he takes care of a lot of the kids there. It's an adorable little thing. My brother really likes it a lot. But shit like that, I still watch and enjoy, even though, yeah, I scream with the best of them when someone's doing an amazing, super awesome attack, or I love a good fight scene or anything like that. But that doesn't mean that I only put myself in the bubble to where, like, that's the only entertainment that I could possibly get from an anime. I mean, I can't tell you how annoying it is to talk to someone that watches anime and only they'll only look at anything that has, like, blood and guts in it. And it's like, yeah, but so... I mean, I'm not telling you to go watch a fucking idol anime or anything like that, but for the love of God, dude, expand your repertoire. Like, there's so much other shit out there. It doesn't have to just be this one particular thing. Like, I can't look at it if it ain't got blood or guts and nothing like that. It's one of the reasons why Attack on Titan is so really abysmal. It's not good. It's just bloody. And even then, calm the fuck down. Like, as far as other things go, even if you like to expand your realm within the within manga, it's like, yeah, Attack on Titan ain't shit. That's why it's like when people jump on it so hard on anime, it's like, nigga, this ain't nothing. It's like the reasons you like this pale in comparison to the reasons why I look at it and go, meh. It was like, I've seen a thousand times worse, but this is moving pictures. They're moving pictures, so that makes it better. And it's like, no, it doesn't. Ooh, what's that giant robot thing? Blade Break? Fuck, I can't remember it. The thing where they fight with like robots made out of like granite and whatnot. That shit is dope. God, I wish they did more with that series. and it was like, yeah, that'd be a dope contender against Gundam. But there's just way too much content out there within the realm of anime for you to basically submerge yourself into only one particular type. Like I said, my favorite, I've said this before, and I'll say it again until the day I die. My favorite anime is Golden Boy, right? And there is absolutely nothing within Golden Boy that has martial arts, has blood, has guts, has fighting, anything like that. There's none of that in there. It's a purely ridiculous comedy. It fits within the genre of harem. It is silly as hell. It has an incredibly perverted character who gets beat the fuck up constantly. You can put him on the realm of the weaker side, but realistically it's a testament to his character, which is something I don't want to get into as to why he is perceived that way or why he gives off that vibe. It's an anime series that I love so much that I read the entirety of the manga. And I can honestly say that even though the manga has far more content that I enjoy in it, I still prefer the anime over the manga. The manga honestly slipped up at the very end of everything, but just not enough in it that just like screams the beauty that I get out of the anime. And I'm comfortable saying that, and I don't care who knows it. But it's something that realistically is like, how can I even let you know what my favorite anime is if you're not even willing to fucking look at it? And it's like, if you're coming at me with anime knowledge, we're going tit for tat, blow for blow, and it's like, you taking what I'm saying as like, man, you really know your shit. Then it's like, all right, when I recommend something to you, goddamn it, fucking watch it. Don't sit there and go, well, is it this genre? And it's like, no, bitch, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Like, good Lord. You wouldn't believe how many dumb motherfuckers out there thought Yuri on Ice had something to do with lesbian girls skating. Even though close is actually gay dudes ice skating, you wouldn't believe just because they have the word Yuri in it. And it's like, yeah, you misinterpret every fucking thing because you only have a blank knowledge of shit and you refuse to expand it in any way, shape, or form. Hell, it's so ridiculous to tell people who sit there and like scream to the high heavens that they love anything with action. And then you sit there and go, well, watch old Dragon Ball Z. Well, I know the story. And it's like, that's not what I fucking said. Like, I swear to God, you'd appreciate it more if you went back and watched it. And then you understood, even knowing what you know, going back and rewatching it, not looking at Kai. I mean, you could, but I wouldn't because Mr. Popo's blue. But but not looking at Kai or anything that's been heavily edited and whatnot because Funimation's gay. No, going back and looking at the original uncut Dragon Ball Z and comparing the action and all of the fight scenes and things like that, not from the shit that you remember or from the stuff that's been cut scenes in video games, but actually rewatching the anime, I swear you'll have a different appreciation for it. You might even learn something that you didn't even learn, or because most likely 9 times out of 10, well, out of the 10 people who said they've seen Dragon Ball Z, there's possibly one of them who's actually seen every fucking episode. So yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't sit there and go, yeah, no, go rewatch that. Don't just tell yourself, well, I know the story. And it's like, no, dumbass, go rewatch it with your new brain, with your anime appreciation brain, and relook at it. And then come back and tell me that, oh, yeah, it Naruto blows this out of the water. Piece of shit. I do not like Naruto's, man. That show is, it's so many problems in that show. It's just so many contradictions and it just ruins everything. Used to like it, you know. It was like, used to be a fan, would watch it every day, every chance I could get, stayed up with the episodes and whatnot, and it just kept getting dumber. But I was the type of person that called it out on its shit, while there were so many other people who was like, nah, this is great, because they didn't know any better. And they would refuse to learn any better. Oh man, shit is crazy. But it just goes to show you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with looking at older anime. I'm not saying that you should just immerse yourself in older anime or that older anime is better than current anime. God, no. Fuck no, if that's what you're getting from this and you're not listening at all. But I'm just saying that there's nothing wrong with every once in a while looking at a critically acclaimed older anime movie or something that came out in the fucking 80s that basically a lot of people give recommendations for or something like that. Look up something, even if you're going within your field of genre because you're too stupid to expand your horizons, look up older shit within that field of genre. And then you can sit there and tell yourself like, oh yeah, you know, like, well, maybe, like maybe there is something to some of these older things. And then considering the fact that a lot of them are completed, you don't really got to wait every week until something comes out because you're stuck dealing with only mainstream shit only, you'd be more adverse to open, like, you know, to be far more creative and to acknowledge a lot more other anime and whatnot that just happened to tug on certain heartstrings that you got because you expanded your horizons and whatnot. Just because something is a seinen doesn't mean that it can't also be a shoujo. Well, sort of. Technically, that it literally means that it can't. Well, just because something is a seinen doesn't mean that it can't have a romance story in it. Just because something is a shoujo doesn't mean that it can't have blood and guts in it. These things can cross over. And again, there have been plenty of anime that have been miscategorized in the stupidest fucking ways. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at something that essentially was like a relationship story. And then, like, the whole time I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is a fucking harem. This has all the points of a harem. And then when it ends, it's like, yeah, it was a harem. What the fuck? Why was it a room? It was like, why was it categorized as a harem? And there's nothing I could do about it. Who do I tell? Who do I call? Nobody. There's nobody. But I know my... I can smell my own. I know what to look for. I can see it. I acknowledge it. I download it. But I can't correct the mistakes. Oh, man. Life is crazy. So it's just, I know I've said this a million times before, but I'm dead serious when I'm talking about this shit. But like, yeah, dude, just... go watch, like, realistically, if you want to take it as anything, don't even take it as go watch older anime. Just go watch more anime. That's it.